ready to fill the looming pilot shortage. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. During the next 10 years, about 30,000 pilots will reach the mandatory retirement age. Boeing estimates we'll need more than 18,000 new pilots every year through 2024. Where are they going to come from? Well, clearly it's not going to happen if we rely on passersby to see learn to fly here signs at small general aviation airports, hang on to become instructors, haul checks around for a couple of years, and then knock on the door. The future is in training which takes interested, qualified prospects from the starting line to the right seat in one coordinated program. It's not clear exactly how this will happen, but Delta Connection Academy looks like as good a blueprint as any so far. The school emphasizes scenario-based training with a clear target of getting its students hired on at the regionals when they graduate. Delta Connection Academy is a wholly owned subsidiary of Delta Airlines, operates a fleet of more than 115 aircraft, including 50 new Cirrus SR-20 G2s and 7 Level 6 AeroSim Technologies flight training devices. The Academy has trained students from 90 different countries and has placed pilots with 30 airlines, including all Delta Connection carriers, American Eagle, ExpressJet, and Cape Air and Nantucket Airlines. Jim Campbell caught up with Larry Wade, Director of Training, for a little background and an update on Delta Connection Academy on the occasion of the grand opening of the Academy's new hangar facility at its main campus, located at the Orlando-Sanford International Airport in Florida.
We're speaking with Larry Wade, the Director of Training for Delta Connection Academy. And Larry, Delta Connection Academy's had a pretty neat day, a dedication of a new facility. But for those of us out in the Aero News and Aero TV community, you may not be all that familiar with Delta Connection Academy. Let's talk about your mission profile. What is it?
Well, Delta Connection Academy was founded by Commonwealth Airlines earlier in the late 1980s. And the mission of the company at that point was to create an airline pilot that would work for the regional industry. And the Academy continues with that mission. And the mission right now has been shifted towards making that work in a flight training environment with the FAA industry training standards, which is basically a mission-based training environment that mirrors the AQP training that the airlines do. Mm-hmm. This along with the standardization profiles that the company has that have been developed off the airline creates a situation where the Academy can successfully create an airline pilot who knows the flows and procedures of an airline environment before they ever get to the airline, so that when our students graduate from the program, they have that basic understanding of what's expected of them, and they've been used to the training environment that the airline has through a rigors of the training environment and the way that the airlines train, so that as they go through in the beginning, they start off in a FITS environment with a private instrument combined program that takes them to the completion of both the private and the instrument readiness. It's the first FAA-approved program of its kind that is a Part 141 program. Mm-hmm. So we implemented that earlier in August and have been using that since. That program continues in the FITS environment into the commercial, where they do a commercial multi-certificate. And after completion of the commercial multi, they do a single engine add-on. All of that is, again, in a mission-based environment, so that the students are no longer going out into the practice area and doing this in a exercising environment where they do things over and over again the way we learned in the past. These students actually go out, and every flight that they do is like the flight that they will do when they go to the airline, so that these students are ready for that environment to start with. So it's a very very exciting program for them, and a very exciting or different program for the instructors as well. We move from there into a little bit of a high altitude loft training that we do with, in conjunction with SAMI. We go out to a chamber and take them up to 25,000 feet, expose them to low oxygen situations, low pressurization situations, so that they can see what would happen in that environment. Before they actually do that, at some point during their training, they will have gone through an aerobatics course where they'll do 5 hours of intense aerobatic training to prepare them for being a flight instructor and to give them a little better high-end coordination, stick and rudder skills that they might not develop in a normal curriculum. So it's been very helpful, and our instructors have seen the payoff for that for the students who might have been struggling before. So Once they finish that program, they go into the CFI program and become a flight instructor. And they work as a flight instructor, or they come online after their flight instructor certificate and work for us. We keep them, train them through their double I before we start them, and then help them through into the MEI or multi-engine instructor phase. They continue working for us until they've developed somewhere around 800 hours of dual given, at which point they opt usually to go to an airline. And we provide that path by having connections with all the major carriers, Comair, Chautauqua, ASA, we work with primarily the what we call a first tier regional carriers, the carriers that are flying jets at this point. We get them an interview right now. The last 3 years running, 100% of those candidates have been successful moving on to an airline and going into their training program.
100%?
That's unheard of.
That's absolutely unheard of. Before that, the academies in the past 10 years has been about 97%. Mm-hmm. But up about 3 or 4 years ago, we started to see 100% success rate. And we have to attribute that to the success of our bridge program. Mm-hmm. As soon as an instructor has met the requirements to go to the airline, they go into a bridge training program that has a classroom environment and a FTD environment where they go in and they go to class and learn about the systems on a jet, learn about the crew resource management skills. They've all learned that throughout their training, but we focus more on the airline cockpit crew at that point. And once they've gone through that part of it, they go into a device, an FTD, that's a generic regional jet, and they study the procedures of the airline of their choice. So if someone wants to go to Comair, then they study Comair's procedures. If they want to go to Chautauqua, they study Chautauqua's procedures. And that tends to work really well for us. So by the time they get ready to go to the airline of their choice, they have a lot of knowledge about the airline, mm-hmm. their procedures, their operating rules and regulations that bind them through their op specs. And they have a really solid understanding of what's required of them to pass through that course. And I think that has added to the success. One of the leading issues that the airlines had prior to that was that they had a higher washout rate, mm-hmm. and 50% of the people who went into that program would wash out of their programs. And I think still seeing that today with people from outside of Comair that have a low time and have not gone through a program like this. So it's been very helpful for us to maintain a successful record. And the airlines really appreciate the efforts that we put into it. And that is our main goal. We have two basic customers. We have the airlines to supply pilots to, and we have the students who come to us and want to have this as a career.
More with ANN's Jim Campbell and Delta Connection Academy's Larry Wade in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News. Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to today's Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. Jim Campbell is talking with Larry Wade, Director of Training for Delta Connection Academy. There are no 30-year-old beaters on the ramp here. That's commendable, but was it really necessary to build a fleet of new SR-20s?
You've made a significant investment in technologically advanced aircraft, i.e. the Cirrus SR-20, about as up-to-date as it gets out there. Have you seen that as being a factor in the success of these programs?
I think it's ultimately important, and I think the reality is without this type of technology – future flight training won't work. I mean, we look around the industry and we see what we have in place. We have a significant number of flight training schools out there that we're, including ourselves, we're using old technology to train these pilots, and moving into aircraft that have a glass cockpit made it a challenge for them. By starting with a glass environment in the beginning, using simulation with level 6 devices that allow us to really emulate the real world, has given us an edge that we didn't have before, and I think it's going to be primarily what does make the FITS program a success.
Outstanding. And if you could, you have a whole new annex named after Gary Beck, who's been a pivotal figure in this process. Actually, Aeronews interviewed him a couple of months ago and found that to be an illuminating experience. But if you would, talk about what this facility, this new facility, the Gary Beck facility, will allow you to do.
Well, I think the primary part of it is the part we're standing in right here. We have an excellent maintenance department here, and they do an incredible job of keeping our fleet up. You know, we have over 90% availability for aircraft here, and I think for a flight school that's an incredible achievement, especially with the number of aircraft. We have over 100 aircraft in our fleet currently, I think over 130 aircraft in our fleet, and with a number like that, you know, having a 90% or above availability rate on the aircraft is critical. This facility is a state-of-the-art facility to allow us to continue to maintain that level of availability or better than that. And with the new aircraft, we just felt like that was an important piece. The additional parts of the facility are the executive offices. You know, just a better image for the academy, I think, is an important part of it. The sim hall is a necessity. And we have level 6 devices that take up a huge amount of room. You know, 25 by 25 rooms. So with those devices, we had to have a new facility. And I think we have 7 bays for that to take place now. So that's a big significant factor. And then our level 4 AATDs, our level 3, I'm sorry, AATDs are housed in there as well. And the level 3 AATDs, you know, again, allow a level of simulation above and beyond anything that we've used in the past, even at that level. So with the level 3 and the level 6s being housed here, it turns it into a premier facility for training.
And final question for those, and I know I'm going to get this by email, so I have to ask it. For those that are interested in a program like this, what is the approximate length of the program from, say, an ab initio start all the way on through to the potential right seat of today's jetliners?
Well, the footprint that we've established is what we would really refer to as a 2-year footprint. It's been about a year as a student, from beginning as a private instrument student, moving on up into the CFI ranks. That would take you around a 12 calendar month period, possibly a little bit shorter for those who are really aggressive and really interested in spending the time and effort to get there quickly. And then on the flight line as an instructor, it's really up to the instructor. We have instructors who, you know, we'll fly 100 hours a month, and we have those who don't. But we really see on average is about a year from student to instructor to move on. So about 2 years overall.
Very good, and we thank you much for your time.
Thank you.
And so that's how they do it. That's how Delta Connection Academy takes some of the folks that really, really want to fill tomorrow's airliner cockpits and adapts them to the best in simulator technology with AeroSim, how they put them through tremendous classroom environments and put them in technologically advanced aircraft like a Cirrus SR-20. And 2 years down the line, God willing, they're in the right seat of tomorrow's jet airliners. It's an interesting concept, and they're working hard to make it possible for those who dream of 3 and then 4 stripes on the sleeve to make it happen for themselves. For the Aero News Network and for Aero TV, I'm Jim Campbell.
For more info, visit DeltaConnectionAcademy.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's Editor-in-Chief. Larry Wade is Director of Training for Delta Connection Academy. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.